Our story begins in Marty's nursery at Mac and Raven's apartment. Mac is holding Marty when Perry walks in. Yeah, you're Daddy's little boy, aren't you?
Hello, Mac.
Perry. Hi.
I wanted to talk to you. Rex told me that you know about us.
Perry, I don't really want to get into any of that, if you don't mind. Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
Of course. I appreciate the invitation to join you for Thanksgiving, and I don't want to be a disruption.
And I thank you for that.
But there's one thing I need to say before I go back downstairs. And I'm sure you already know this, but I feel like it needs to be said again.
And what's that?
Rex loves you, Mac. You're the best friend he's ever had, and you're like family to him. It's killing him that his best friend isn't even speaking to him.
I never said I wasn't speaking to him. I just need some time to sort all this out, okay? Hearing that my best friend is gay is the last thing I expected.
And I understand that. But just know that Rex is confused, and he needs his best friend.
Look, Perry, I think you should let me handle my relationship with Rex the way I need to, okay?
Mac, I'm sorry if I overstepped here. I care about Rex, and I hate to see him hurt. I'll be downstairs.
At the Westside Psych Ward Group Therapy Room, Andrew and Alexandra have just arrived to see Adriana.
Andy, this is your other sister, Adriana.
Hello, Andy.
Hi.
We've got some good news to report. Andy remembered something earlier.
That's great.
Yeah, I remember my wife confessing to trying to kill me.
Oh, the trial. Well, it's a start.
I guess. So what's our story? I only met you in the past year, right?
We met when I was in jail. Let's just say it didn't exactly go that well.
Oh.
But that's all water under the bridge now. Today is a new beginning for the Jones family.
Whatever you say, Alex.
Look, I appreciate you coming by. It's been lonely in here. Dan's asleep in his room, and there's this new patient, Evelyn. She's got to be the most depressed person I've ever met.
Wow, that's saying something living in here.
You've met Evelyn Shoemaker?
You know her?
Yeah, she tried to kill herself because Blake Whitney rejected her.
Blake? Charlie's brother?
Yes, she was his secretary. Come on, let's forget about Evelyn. That woman has done enough damage for 1 week. We brought you some turkey, Adriana. I don't know what they're serving in here, but I'm sure it isn't good.
You're right about that. It smells great.
Oh, she didn't cook it.
Oh, shut up, Andy.
Hey, I don't care. It's probably the best meal I'll have all year. Thank you both for coming. It really means a lot to me.
At Mac and Raven's apartment, the guests have just sat down for Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay, everyone. Mac and I want to thank you for coming. It's great to have all of you here today with us. And as we are celebrating together as family and close friends, we would like to start a new family tradition.
Yes. We'd like to go around the table and have each person say something they're thankful for. And it can be anything you want.
And remember, we're not having any turkey until we've all gone.
Okay, Todd. Do you want to get us started?
Sure. Well, I'm thankful for my new job and my new apartment, which I got my key for today. And I'm thankful to be here with my family and close friends, sharing what I'm sure will be a wonderful meal. And lastly, I'm especially thankful to Hannah for her friendship and her support. Thank you all.
Aww. I guess I'll go next. I'm thankful for a new job as well this year. I'm so, so grateful to have my sweet baby nephew back home with us. And for getting to see Mom and Todd. He knows I'm thankful for him as well.
I'm sure he does. Connie?
Okay. I'm thankful for all my many blessings this year. I thought I had lost Clint, and I'm grateful every day to have him in my life.
Dara, you're next.
I'm thankful to be having Thanksgiving this year. I can't remember the last time I had a nice meal like this.
Well, we're happy to have you. Chuck?
I think everyone here knows what I'm thankful for, and that's my unexpected but wonderful surprise that came into my life this year. My daughter, Dara.
Very nice. Perry?
Well, I have to admit that it's been a tough year for me, in a lot of ways. But I'm thankful for having such strong friends. It's helped me make it through it all.
Thanks. Raven, it's your turn.
Well, I think you all know that I'm the happiest woman in the world to have my son back with us safe and sound. He makes the world seem so much better. And for my husband, Mac, it's sometimes been a bumpy ride, but I wouldn't trade a minute of it for anything in the world.
Hey, cut it out. You're going to make me cry, and you know I like to keep my macho image intact. Okay, I just want to reiterate what Raven said. Having Marty home is a miracle I'll never forget. And after missing last Thanksgiving because I was such an idiot, I'm so thankful and happy to be here next to my beautiful wife and my brother and sisters-in-law and good friends. We all are truly blessed. So, if you'll all raise your glasses, wine, water, whatever you're drinking, I'd like to make a toast. To love, friendship, good health, and family. May we all prosper in all of those areas and many more. To all of us. Cheers.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. Hear, hear.
In his apartment, Rex is talking with Ellie.
Mom is taking a nap. She's pretty worn out.
Her speech has gotten much better.
Her therapist said she was working hard on it. I think she's going to have a lot to say once she's able to talk again.
Oh, I'm sure she will. The question is, will we want to hear it?
Let me grab that before Mom wakes up. Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Mac, I didn't expect to hear from you today.
Yeah, I know.
What's going on? I figured you'd be in the middle of eating Raven's amazing cooking about now.
We actually are, but I wanted to give you a call. There's something I wanted to say to you.
What is it, Mac?
Happy Thanksgiving, Rex. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Mac. Thanks for calling. And happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Join us again on Monday for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.